শিক্ষা ভালো ভালো বলে এই শিক্ষা দিয়া সামনে দিয়া তিন শ্রেণীতে গৌরিকার সাধারণ ভালো ভালো বলার সবাই এই শিক্ষা যায় সফল বিপদ বক্তৃণ ঠাকুর যে কম্পোজার অফ দি সং হি সেড দ্যাট ইউ গেট আউট অফ অল কাইন্ডস অফ ডেঞ্জার যাই সফল বিপদ লাই ভক্তিদের যখন আমি সিম্পলি রাধা কৃষ্ণ বল সঙ্গে চলে প্লিজ কোঅপারেট উইথ মি এই মাত্র আওয়ার মিশন ইজ লাইক উইদাউট এনি আর্গুমেন্ট অর পলিটিক্যাল পারপাস এক্সপ্রেশন নো সিম্পলি আর আস্কিং দ্যাট ইউ ক্যান হরে কৃষ্ণ হোয়েভার ইউ আর ওপেনিং আওয়ার ব্রাঞ্চেস It is our only business that they request in Sikhi to chant Hare Krishna Radha. We don't want to do any business, but we are simply spreading this Hare Krishna mantra because people are being washed away. Mayar vache jaktati. They are being washed away. Always in trouble. Jiva Krishna Dasa is start kalle tarvita. But if you try to understand that your position is eternal service to Krishna, then your all troubles are over. This is all. Wherever we are preaching this instruction of Lord Chaitanya, people are accepting. I saw one nice article published in the paper here. Huh?
The name of the paper is
Parashratna. Not Parashratna. Another article. Daily paper.
Just kind of little paper.
Yes, yes. So this, I think it is nice. So one thing is that we are simply interested for a temporary adjust. But we are eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. We do not die. We simply change body. That's why we still have the changing body. From babyhood to childhood, to childhood to youthhood, the changing body. The final change is called death. That's the final change means giving up this body, we accept again another babyhood body. Again beginning. This is going on. And This is called Mayar Vase Yatra. Pakitakshya Mahanani, Vinayitar Mahanani Sanjaya. You are being washed away by the waves of Maya. You are forced to accept a certain type of body. Again, give it up. Again, forced to under us 8 million 400,000 species of life who do not know next life what kind of body you are going to get. People should be careful about. But they are simply interested in the short duration of life, say 50 years or 100 years. But they do not, there is no education, there is no university, that every word is eternal. This is not being engaged only the changing phases of life. Now one should be interested in the eternal interception. This is our mission to Sapar Sattva. So, I request you all, ladies and gentlemen, present here, in these generally opulent and religious also, and now, formerly, when some of our God brothers were going street in Karachi, they received very well. Now it is Pakistan. Otherwise, all Hindus, they had a special reception for 20 persons. Every year. But so you are all here. I think you will open a very nice number of people with gospel, and we have no discrimination. We accept anyone because we do not see the outward body. If the gentleman is not interested in the outward dress, he is interested in the person he talks. Similarly, we are interested to see every person as spirit soul. Pandita Samadarshan. Pandita means learned. Samadarshan. Vidya Vinaya Sampanni Brahmani Gavi Hatsuni Suniteta Sapatesa Pandita Samadari. One is actually learned. He sees everyone equally. Either he is a very learned scholar, or he is a dog, or he is a chandal, or he is an elephant. So how the learned scholar and dog can see on the equal level. Not that the dog and the learned scholar is equal. But seeing them equally means to see the spirit soul within the body. That's different. Outwardly by the body, one is learned scholar and one is a dog. That is outward. But inwardly, everyone is spirit soul, Brahma. That is called Brahma. So, if people talk about this philosophy, then all these distinctions can create an answer. Different kinds of problems, Chinese, communist, American, capitalist, so many differences you have created, and for that purpose there is fight, there is competition, there is enmity, enviousness. So this is deeply signal. All in one word, this is due to lack of support. Therefore, we are taking this part of our total improvement. Human society. Let us cooperate. So this is nice. Well, thank you for the time. That is very nice so far. This is very good. How many rooms are there? All of
them. And this little room in the back.
Okay, that's very nice. It's costly. But these children and their parents also very much interested. So I think we should have a life in the situation. To train the children in this path. And after the education, they may get to any line of life below the first pattern. So the foundation to such in our Vedic system, first of all, Brahmachari. So that Brahmachari system is very nice. Even Krishna, God Himself, He has nothing to learn. He is avijna. And the Vedas, He is described as avijna. He knows everything. But just to teach us, He also became a Brahmacharya in the Gurukul. Lord Ramchandra, He also accepted the Guru, Vasistha. So that is our Vedic system. Anybody may use anything, but the process is Sadhijjana, Samsa Guru Neva Abhijachet. In order to learn the value of life, spiritual value of life, what must go to a Guru Sadhijjana, Samsa. In order to understand the spiritual value of life, one must go to the Guru. Guru Neva Abhijachet. What is that Guru? Guru Priyam Brahmanitam. He is well learned in various literature and Brahmanism and strong faith in the Supreme Sattva. These are the two qualifications of Guru. He must know all the various conclusions to him. Not that he has to read, but he must hear from the authority of the Lesson of Guru, here is from Krishna. Krishna is a much authoritative personality. Particularly, everyone has to hear either from Krishna or from his bona fide citizen. That is so clear. And the result will be that after becoming students of such bona fide Guru, one is the only Krishna in God person. That is the reason. Only Siksa. That these boys from foreign countries, according to our geographical arrangement, they're foreigners. So we don't see anything foreign. We see every land belongs to Siksa. And everyone is part and parcel of. So we have no such thing. But still, from a materialistic point of view, this fire is going to die. Say, 3 or 4 years ago, they did not know what is this world, this long. But now they are so perfected to hold your sister. And nobody can deviate them. If somebody says, they could give up this sister consciousness and get. Here is Santunga. His father is very, very rich man, millionaire. He's all a canvas in him. That his only son, that he comes to business, he says millions of dollars, whatever he likes. Isn't it? Make it like that. They cannot give up his son. And you know, our Jagat Tyranny, Vaishnava, Riva, Shiva, Ketukar, God, Hagen, millions of dollars, but he has good revolution. They have seen his wife, who was a young girl. She is a nice girl, educated, qualified, but she is satisfied. I asked her to go and marry Riva. She never saw her what kind of husband she is going to accept. But simply my word is true. And she came from Los Angeles to Japan. And got married. And similarly, I'm asking one girl, she is a strange girl, Mangas unit. So I'm asking her to go to Russia and marry one boy. She has never seen. So they obey in such a way. The Western boys and girls, they want to see and behave before marrying. But they're so obedient that without any consideration, because if marriage or no marriage, that is not their concern. The only consideration is how to please Krishna and listen. Guru Krishna Pipaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bhi. Bhakti Lata Bhi. Bhakti is just like a keeper, and the peace of that keeper can be obtained by the master, guru, and that is basic reason. Jetsa Devi Para Bhakti, Jetsa Devi Katha Guru. The state of Patita Alasya, Prakasam Sattva. Vedic, the knowledge, Vedic knowledge becomes revealed to a person who has got something to say in Krishna and Guru. This is the system. So, what you are next?
So we are this
Me, you are Indian.
Chinese.
Oh,
yes, sometimes. They say they were calling them. They like it because it is very bright.
Who has made this picture? This painting?
Australia. Servant in Australia.
United. Who is that? What is that?
Is it Bobby?
What was it?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Is it
when you were in Sydney, last time, not this time, you were the pictures that they used. And then they sent them to us.
Guru Maharaj is very attractive.
So,
we have 1 hour extra because they lose that. From
Bombay. A businessman goes to a place, they say, you have come here, why you have come? Wherever there is best possibility of doing your business, there you must go. I go to the United States because I know these people are not poverty people. And our Indian people, they are now, they are being able to think like that, they are poverty people. Actually, they are not poverty people. But the leaders have educated them that we are all poverty people. This is Indian story. Because I knew that it would not be successful in India. The government will not help, the public is educated in a refined way, they are after technology, so have familiarity, brief content. They say, what is this Hare Krishna? It is known to us since a long time. What effect it is. There are many Indian students in foreign countries. They say, Swamiji, what is this Hare Krishna movement? Will benefit us. We want technology. That is the mentality of the Indian at the present moment. They have lost everything. And therefore they are bigger. They have lost their own culture. And therefore they are bigger. So I thought it wise that I shall go to a country where there is no poverty. believe that. They're hell up. For material environment, they're got hell up. Material environment means money and woman. So that is in America. It is lying on the street, as much as it is accepted. But that is just to be material environment. Therefore, they are coming as pity. They are coming from very rich families. Their father, their grandfather is very rich. At least they belong to the richest nation. But they are not satisfied. They are not satisfied. That is the natural sequence to belong to Shukra, to a part of Brahma Vidya. When one has satisfied his senses sufficiently, he is no longer interested in senses. But as you know, Shriyar Das, name of Shriyar Das in Calcutta. And those days, 50 years ago, he was earning 50,000 rupees per month. But he was not satisfied. And one day he and his wife were sitting together, and the wife questioned, why you look so morose? You have got everything at your command. Everyone respects you, you have got money, everything you have got, education, popularity, things, why? So he simply, by chance, he saw one mendicant was passing on the street. To start with beggars. So he said, I want to become like him. He said, I want to be a mendicant. So there are many instances in our history, just like Bharat Maharaj. He was a young man, 24 years old, and the emperor of the whole planet, young wife, king, everything. He left him. Bharat Maharaj is far, long, long ago. Hey, Buddha, Lord Buddha. He was a priest. Very young. He was surrounded with dancing girls. But actually, he came out on the street. He saw one old man. He, what is this? Hey, this is old man. Everyone has to become old lad. So he became immediately converted to a sanctified person. I must go and meditate and realize myself. Why shall I do the whole? I have taken a new opportunity to preach it thoroughly. That is it. And it has given success. If I have taken this position from India, I was crushed. In India also, I tried. I wrote Mahatma Gandhi that you are very respectable man, and people like you. You preach Bhagavad Gita. You stand with your photograph as Bhagavad Gita. I don't preach Bhagavad Gita. Now politics is finished. We have got independence. This politics will show and a tweet to this politician that until you are killed, he could not give a policy. Until he was killed, he was advocating non-violence. But he was forced to die by violence. He wanted Hindu-Muslim unity. He was forced to accept partition of India. He was so much baffled, but he still he would not give a policy. Until he was killed. On this day, on the day of his death, in the morning, because he had so many haters, so many tensions, so he said, I very much respect, I am a good guy. He said like this. An actual Indian like this. But thinking, my next solace is only death. Because he could understand that I created simply problems. no problem has solved. I have simply created a problem. He is a trained man, he could understand. So, similarly, everyone is creating simply problems without solving. This is like a method. What they are doing for the last 20 years, simply creating problems. So without Krishna consciousness, there is no question of solving problems. That's a fact. Any sane man, any philosopher, any scientist may come and tell something.
And so many disciples.
You cannot expect many disciples, but still there are 2,000. Because I have got so many conditions, and the fact is so difficult to understand Krishna consciousness. They have forgotten Krishna, they have forgotten God, and I am trying to make them Krishna consciousness. It is a very difficult job. I have to take my blood 3 times before I make one convinced in Krishna consciousness. That is my experience. I have to talk with this socially disabled man. They do not accept anything so blindly. They try to, I am always being questioned, even in my truth. Question, that's life. Intuitive, they want to know. So I give them answers. I have got 4 secretaries always with me. They give answers. So to become Krishna, especially in Europe and America, when I make this condition that you cannot have physical sex, you cannot have intoxication, you cannot eat meat, you cannot eat meat, you cannot have them, so this is their daily affair. This is their life. In Lord Jetland refused, we cannot do this. So I am controlling them in this way. It's still they are coming. This is a very difficult job. It's still there are many thousands. And they are so sincere that if I ask them that this boy is going to take chance, I'll tell you. So I have asked them, you go there. Shouldn't that really stop life? Yes. It is the duty of the Indians to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. But they are sleeping very nicely. I'm training these foreigners, they are going to speak. It is the duty of the Indian. It is their culture. But they are satisfied only if one young man gets a nice wife and little money, or he says, my life is successful. That's what I enjoy. I approach many gentlemen. Please, you have got 4 sons. Give me 1 son. I shall make him a real Brahmin. Swami ji, ye aaj saal ye sab ho gaya, fir kya hoga? This is not about the value. That's why I left India. Hopeless. And Krishna has given me chance, a good chance. Now they are appreciated. When I go to India, I will become surprised. I mean, how you have done this? This is
the
thing. You are doing a break in Los Angeles. Yes, my headquarters is in Los Angeles. Now we have made very big headquarters in Bombay, Juhu. 20,000 square yards. We are constructing a very nice temple there. And similarly, we have got another headquarters at Paiti. And Lord Chaitanya, that side, Navadvi. There also we are constructing very big temple. There is 11 gigas. What is it? Gigas? About 4 acres.
What has
been done? London has been moved. Yes, London is very. There is also a very nice temple near British Museum, Seven Mary Place. all Europeans, they come to see our temple from Germany, from France, because we have been advertised in cooperation with the Beatles. The Beatles, the George Harrison. You do not know them? He's very famous man. Yes. So, we have produced some records in cooperation with George Harrison organization. So, because the records are produced through George Harrison, we have got a very, very big sale. And that has advertised Radha Krishna Temple, Nanda. So, people come to see what is this Radha Krishna Temple, how to because London, every day, thousands of visitors come. They have got visitors, passes also, cash, nominal. So, London is still important from all parts of the world. People come. So, anyone who comes, they come to see our temple.
When you said that you were advertising for people, do you have an existence of the Maharishi?
No.
What do you think of the Maharishi?
Oh, I should keep up our head. Then, it will be angry. But I'm not to tell this part. But at least my position in foreign countries is far better than any family up to then. Vivekananda went there in America about 8 years ago, 1893. So Ramakrishna Mission has got about 4 or 5 centers. Within 10. But I have got my center in every town we have 40 centers. And so many students. In Ramakrishna Mission, you won't find so many American boys as scholars. But we have got thousands of scholars, all young men, young girls. So that is my hope. And even if I die, I'm 76 now. This boy is conducted. I'm sure.
Where was he born?
I was born in Calcutta. 1896.
And what did you do?
Yes, I was an ordinary man. That's right.
Did you work?
Yes. I worked as a manager of this chemical contract. My family, I brought my family also, my wife and children, my grandchildren in Calcutta. But I have nothing to do with it.
And when did you
start home? Yes, in 1950, practically, I left home.
You left Calcutta?
Yes. Stay for the last 22 years.
And where did you go when you left
Calcutta? Huh?
When you left Calcutta? When?
Yes, I retired in Vrindavan. Vrindavan, you know. So there I began to write books. And then when 3 books were finished, I started for America. And there also I wrote many books, dozens of books, just in our book. Our Krishna book is selling like anything in Europe and America. We are practically maintaining ourselves by selling books. We have got our book sale all over the world, about 20,000 to 25,000 rupees daily. And we have to spend 7 to 8 lakhs of this month. In Los Angeles alone, we spent $20,000 for it. In New York, we spent $10,000 per month.
How do you spend it?
You maintain our establishment, the temple, the city, so many devotees. We need a center where there are at least 25 devotees, and at the most 200 devotees. So, they are living, thoughts, everything, by some other equipment, etc. But we have no fixed income. Neither do we have any bank balance.
So, in the mind of many of some people, in the mind of some people, the sudden traction of Western view to Eastern religion.
No, it is not Eastern, that is the wrong concept. God is for elite. Eastern people, when I speak of Krishna consciousness, they say, what is this Krishna? We know Krishna. What we have to learn from family. Family is the great context. But in the Western countries, when you speak of Krishna, they see the philosophy, they see the science of the knowledge. We, in the very beginning, we neglect. So what is this? So otherwise, there is no Krishna, Western or Eastern. Krishna is for everyone. Krishna is neither Western nor Eastern. But Eastern are, especially Indians, they have learned to reject. That is the way it is. Immediately reject. This is a new culture. To reject everything. At least Jawaharlal Nehru began like that. Anything Indian is bad. Anything London made is wrong. That was his law. One European would go to see him, immediately admitted. And if an Indian goes to see him, 3 days he has closed. So that Jawaharlal made the impression that everything Indian is bad. And anything made in London, because he was made in London. He was educated in London. Everything nice. Although in my household life, I was doing some business in connection. I had to see Jawaharlal Nehru. So when I was coming, when I went to his house, it's completely European life. Although he didn't call them. So his father, he hated Indian medicine. Hotland was a doctor, his family physician. He told me, I was in medicine business. So I introduced one to person, Kulti, that was in a place of anti-plosive. So the doctor said personally, yes, I prescribe your food, several Kulti. But Motilal Nehru said, the doctor in case of medicine, please do not prescribe Indian. So, this is our mentality. We have got all foreign mentality, but still we are saying that we have become Indian. The culture is conquered by the materialistic advancement of foreign culture. We have lost our own. This is our thing. So many Indian families, they requested me to dress myself with coat pants. I know I did. You see all my pictures, they're all foreign pictures. I even enjoy this place. Why should I take the coat pants? It is easy. Now, my students, they are giving a course. And girls, they are taking to Paris. There is now good demand for Paris in Europe and America.
They were even telling me that here that I should wear like a diplomat's clothes instead of those who've been very ashamed.
Really? So, we can go now.
7:30.